thought it appropriate that in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Va'era, that we dedicate our words and to say tribute in memory of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer, Zichron Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Bracha. I found it wholly appropriate that Rabbi Kelemer was taken from our world, was escorted by the Malachim up to the Kisei HaKavod on Erev Shabbos, Parsha Shemos. When you look into the Torah, you see a huge space in between the end of Parshas Vayichi and the beginning of Parshas Shemos. This past Shabbos, when I saw the Torah open and I looked inside and I saw this space, I felt as if it was speaking out to all of us. Here was a part of the Torah that seemed to be empty. Every line until now, filled with the Divrei Hashem, filled with the words of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every line, every word of the Torah. And all of a sudden there's an absence of hearing the words of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You could feel the space, you could feel the midbar. You could feel as if we're besides, without hearing a word from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, just for a second. The pachad, the yira that one should have, when thinking that he'll never hear again the Devar Hashem. Where is that? How can I move forward? That's how I felt thinking about Rabbi Kelemer. Where will I be? Where will our community be? How do we go forward? How do we live in a world without Rabbi Kelemer? How do I live in a world without an individual I could call at any moment in time to ask him a shaila, to ask him a question, to listen to his words, to give me a derech, how to live in this world, what to do? How do I live in a world in which upon the patira of my father, the first individual to somehow find me in Brooklyn and to help me through the most difficult time of my life was Rabbi Kelemer? How do I live a life when I miss the embrace, the physical embrace of Rabbi Kelemer, upon whose shoulders I was crying my heart out when the Kadosh Baruch Hu took my father from this world? I recalled at that moment that just a parsha before Vayichi and Vayigash had no space. A continuum between Vayigash and Vayichi. And why is that? Vayichi is really the beginning of the Golus. The Petira of Yaakov Avinu. The Petira of the Avos. It is the Avos that showed us the Derech Hashem. But there could be no disconnect between Vayichi and Vayigash. Why? Because as you finish Vayichi and you feel the emptiness between Parshas Vayichi and Shemos, you feel that moment in time of despair. When you realize you're alone in this world, that which has guided you all this time is no longer in front of you. How do you move forward? To realize there is no separation between you of today and that of the past. To remember the past. In the Petira of Rabbi Kelemer, the difficulty to move forward, the only way to move forward is to remember his Torah, to remember his beautiful words of Torah, to remember how he would sing it when he stavened with his melodic voice. You could feel the Shari Shamayim Pasuach. You can feel the Shari Shamayim are opened and listening to the words of one of their malachim placed on this world. You can only move forward when you think of the ethical questions that were presented to us over these last 38 years, how his voice told us exactly how to think. You saw Emes, you saw the authentic understanding of the Devar Hashem. Remember after the death, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. It was the words of Rabbi Kellermer that spoke to my heart. Of how to approach this, to realize the evil that even was amongst us. So often I remember the different drushes. Simple drusha he would have on a Shabbos morning. Within that drusha were jewels of the Torah. You saw that he was mamish a Baal Masorah. There was no question. We were listening to the Emes, listening to truth. In Parsha Shemos, the Kaddish Baruch Hu calls upon Moshe Rabbeinu to be our leader, to be our Rebbe, to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The first moments of where Moshe Rabbeinu engages with God, he's called and he sees v'hasneh einenu ukal. Sees a burning bush. What was the message of the burning bush? So Nesiva Shalom remarks, and Rav Soloveitchik said something very similar, and many Mepharshim have this wondrous idea. V'hasneh einenu ukal represents the Jew. The Yiddish Neshama, the soul, the Jewish soul, which is found and could be surrounded by fire. It seems almost inconceivable how any individual, or individual such as this, with a fire to surround them, where is his Jewish Neshama? Where is that Pintel Yid? And the Kaddish Baruch Hu is saying, Ra'o Ra'isi, I looked and I saw inside. I see beyond their outer cover, beyond their feelings, behind their objective, behind their attitude that seems to be so foreign from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so foreign from the Dvar Hashem. Ra'o Ra'isi, I see inside them the Nishmas Yehudis. I see the Nishmas Elokus. I see the divine spark that is in every single Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to be Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to be a Rebbe, if you want to be a leader, if you want to do the work, the Avodas Hashem, then you have to be able to understand that inside every single Jew beats the neshama that is desirous to come close to the Kisei HaKavod. Every Jew has a purpose. Every Jew has a yearning. And you as the Rebbe have to see that. You have to expose it. You have to find it. And then you have to bring it forth. I don't know of any part more appropriate in Siva Shalom understanding that exposes and expresses who Rabbi Kellermer was more than this. He was an individual who saw greatness in every single Jew. He saw greatness in every individual. There are so many stories that are coming out. His passion, his compassion for every individual. I think before this week, I thought I had a unique relationship with Rabbi Kellermer. I really thought there was a relationship that I had with him that others did not. And I realized more and more after I hear story after story, I wasn't unique. I was just like everyone else. He made every one of us feel unique. Every one of us feel as if we were his best friend. Every one of us was special. Every one of us had a purpose in life. I have no doubt about it. I've been had this chus to sit on by the feet of Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, Zichron Tzadik V'Kadosh Bracha, and to hear his words of Torah for so many years, and to read his words for so many years. I've had this chus to be a ben bayis of Rabbi Lam, also Zichron Tzadik V'Kadosh Bracha. But I must tell you, I am today who I am because of Rabbi Kellermer. It was Rabbi Kellermer who came over to me in 1991 when I moved into this neighborhood. Within days, he asked me, why don't you give a shir? Interesting, those days he wanted me to give a daf yomi shir. And I gave a shir the next, there in 1992. And ever since then, I've been giving shiurim every single week. It was all because of Rabbi Kellermer. Rabbi Kellermer saw Vasne einenu ukal. He saw that within me. He saw a possibility that I didn't see myself. That is a job of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the job of Rabbi Yehuda Kellermer. That's who he was. To see greatness in every individual. And to do chesed for every individual. In this week's parsha, it says, Vayitzaveim b'nei Yisrael. V'el para lahotzi es b'nei Yisrael. Ksiv. And I'm reading from a magnificent sefer, the Chamudei Daniel. It says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'yil Aharon v'yitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael v'yil paro melech Mitzrayim lahotzis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and tells Aharon, Vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael v'yil paro melech Mitzrayim. He commanded b'nei Yisrael and also paro lahotzis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Harei shetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Moshe v'yiz Aharon lomar gam leparo v'gam lebnei Yisrael lehotzis bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. He's telling both bnei Yisrael and Moshe and Paro. Ulechora hadavar tamua madua Moshe v'Aharon hayutzrichim l'tzavos bnei Yisrael latzmam. Why do you have to command bnei Yisrael themselves? La'azov es ha'shibud v'ha'kushi shel eretz Mitzrayim, to leave slavery, the difficulty of eretz Mitzrayim, hari bara hadavar, shel ha'yisr lehem his damnus l'tzeis ha'yu barucha miyad. Wouldn't they have ran? Wouldn't they escape Mitzrayim if they could have? U'v'sefer meshech achma. And the Meshech Chachma explains, "Be ki gam b'Mitzrayim hayu oz sorim nechbadim v'ratim b'nei Yisrael." There were princes, there were important individuals within b'nei Yisrael, shahoyu mishabdim es achayim li'acha shekana v'samihem Mitzrayim. A particular Meshech Chachma, I remember just a few months ago at a wedding. I don't remember why, but for some reason Rabbi Kellermer had mentioned, he always mentioned the Meshech Chochma with me because he knew how much I loved learning it. One of his last presents to me was an interesting Meshech Chochma that only talked about Moedim and Zmanim. The Meshech Chochma explains over there, and this is not what the Chamudei Daniel is discussing, but the Meshech Chachma explained why was this? Why was it that certain of the Shimon v'Levi, they enslaved others? Why was that? Because Yaakov Avinu in the brachas in Vayichi cursed them. Arurapam. The Meshech Chachma points out how careful one has to be, especially as a parent, when you speak to your child. The mussar that you give a child, how you give that mussar. Because in every generation beforehand, the Meshech Chachma explains, you can see that Avram had two children. One remained with the family, one did not. The same is true when it came to Yitzchak. So with Yaakov, Shimon, Velevi would have thought, we are those two who are no longer part of the family lineage. We will not see the brachas. And therefore, as they entered into the gullus of Mitzrayim, had they been enslaved, they would have lost all hope. We're not part of the family. We will never come out. And if everyone is going to be saved, everyone will be saved but us. And therefore the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo, V'atzmo, the Chachma said they could not be enslaved. They had to enslave others. You see how careful the Meshech Chachma is pointing out as a parent how to speak to a child. I think it was Chaim Leib. I was standing over him and I was giving him a pshat. I think it was a Friday night. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Kellerman comes to the back, bends over, he whispers into Chaim Leib's ear, but he whispered in the tone that I could hear also, lovingly, giving him a mussar. But I think the mussar was for me to hear also. When a person comes to speak to you, you stand up. Don't sit down. Don't make him bend to speak to you. Musa, which I heard, and by the way, the words, the way he said it to him, was with love. It wasn't with anger. It was probably one of the most beautiful Torahs you could hear from a Rebbe. He didn't quote a pasuk. Simple pshat. This is the Masorah. This is the Masorah of Asna Einenu Ukal. Show covenant and respect to every individual who comes to speak to you. Just read a story this week. I think it was in the same gas station that I remember we pulled into. Funny story, we went to a funeral. Went to a levaya. Coming home, and I kept on saying to Rabbi Kellerman, we need gas. I could see the it was just about on empty, or it was on empty. I don't know, he wasn't listening to me. Next thing we know, we're on the Bell Parkway. We run out of gas, and he pulls over. He's turning around to me. He's about to apologize. And I guess I was sitting in the back because the front seat wasn't working. No one could sit in the front seat. That's the kind of cars Rabbi Kellerman would ride around in. Before he could even say, you were right, I'm sorry, a woman pulls off the highway. She comes right into us, knocks on the door. Good morning, Rabbi, how are you? You need another push to the gas station? Thank you very much. And she pushes us into the gas station. And we get to the gas station, the attendant comes out. Oh, good morning, Rabbi. Good to see you again. Something which happens so often, probably. So many stories of him running out of gas. His car ran out of gas. Rabbi Kellerman never did. It's a story that he was in a gas station. Maybe it was this gas station. He looked over and he saw a non-Jew who seemed to have been exceedingly sad. And he asked him, what's wrong? And the person said that the loss of his son. And Rabbi Kellerman sat there for hours with him, giving him nechama. That's who he was. He saw a moment to do chesed for another human being. He was there. However, the question we're dealing with, Yitzhakin Shezehu Hatam, Shahatora Mamshicha, Limnosis Rashi Besa Avosha B'nei Ruvain, B'nei Shimon, U'B'nei Levi, Beglau Shemi Osam Hashvotim B'miyuchad Hoyu Harbe B'nei Chorim, Shahoyu Ma'avidim as B'nei Yisrael B'farach. And the Tzivu therefore the Shachrer as B'nei Yisrael Mitoch Hashivat Hoyu Amor, Kalpe Osa Hakvutza Shaladonim, Beprat. So this tzivoy was to them. Comes the Kedushas Levi. And here is the question, but Akasha Shalomotzina Batoch Sichosov Shemosha Rabbeinu Shehu Hevir is Hahoda Hazos B'nei Yisrael Behedja. So where do you see B'nei Moshe Rabbeinu giving this tzivoy to Shimon V'Levi? Where do you see him telling other Jews, let my people go? Hech kiyim es chavoso, l'daber em hasorim, she yishachru es acheihem in ha'avdus. To where do you see it? Comes in Kedushas HaLevi and he says as follows. Teirish Shemoshe Rabbeinu, lo'oded osama yidei diburo. He didn't say anything to him. To them. There wasn't some magnificent speech. Ella ayidei hisnahaluso ha'ishas. Personal conduct. How he himself acted. Gave across the message. Hine yeshnei minei tzadikim hamochichim sa'am. There are two types of tzadikim that can change the nation. Leilech b'darchei Hashem, to follow God's ways. Yesh tzadik, Hashem b'diburo, osa rosham, l'hachnia lev, osa risha, u'l'hatoso l'achzor b'tshuva. There are articulate tzadikim. There are people who can give riveting speeches. Their words are so moving you can change the heart of any individual. They have to bring different rayas and proofs. Gemara after Gemara. Braisa after Braisa. Mamre Rishonim and Achronim. Ulezehu Tzorach Lehiyos Baloshon. Sheyuchel Hasbir as Dato Lashomim Kedei Shikhnesu Devar Lotok Libam. There are those individuals who have the talent, have the ability to be able to give sermons and drushas and shiurim and write svarim that are so magnificent, so beautiful. You could see the Devar Hashem just in the verbiage. Can cause you to change your heart. Vasra Einenu will call these words were able to put out the fire and to allow that Nishmas Elokus to arise. Aval Yesh Od Sadik Shemashbi Alachirim Lo Bidiburu Ela Bederach Hisnahaguso. But how he acts. Kishachem roim is hadugma isha shelo heme melin notim lechakoto sol lenahog kain baatzman. They see how he acts. They're enthralled. They realize this is the Devar Hashem. This is how a person should act. V'kivin Shemoshe Rabbeinu hatriach hasatzma kol kach b'shvil b'nei Yisrael. And because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was matriach himself. Every moment of the day was dedicated to Klal Yisrael. V'dai tamid the goalam. He always worried how to bring their geula. both the physical and the personal, both physical and spiritual. Geula. Zegufa hashbiya al hasorim ben bnei Yisrael lasoskim ba'atzma muntonim. That's how he got them to change. Ubizderach zekiyim Moshe Rabbeinu shlichuso. The Kedushas Levi is speaking of a Rabbi Kelemer. Yes. His lumdus was unreal. It's hard to fathom his lumdus. Rabbi Kelemer knew all of Shas. He knew the Rishonim, the Achronim. Remember a story. He was learning in yeshiva. He used to learn with David Schreiber in the mornings in yeshiva for Rockaway. And we learned for hours, and 1 week we were going through Avnei Miluim. We spent an entire week. It's a very difficult Avnei Miluim. Number of pages going up and down, the Sfaras back and forth to understand the Sugya. We were left with a question. That Friday night in Shul, I go over to Rabbi Kelemer. Do you have a minute? I want to ask you a question. We've been learning this particular Avnei Miluim, and I asked the question, explained to him what my issue was. And Rabbi Kelemer, with a little smile, turns to me and he says, I see you didn't study the next paragraph in the Avnei Miluim. It's one of the few moments, I shouldn't say one of the few, it was every moment when I spoke to him, but this was just when I finally realize I don't even have a hasaga of the otzam, the kocho, the amikus of Rabbi Kelemer's knowledge of Torah. And Avnei Miluim, out of the blue, I was able to say something to him. You missed the next paragraph. It's hard to understand. I don't know when he had time. While I was sitting and learning in yeshiva in the mornings, he was out doing chesed, he was out doing work. He was working, he was doing something for someone in Klal Yisrael, whether it was young Israel or West Hempstead. Whether it was for another Jew outside of West Hempstead or another non-Jew. When did he have time to sit and learn? How could he have known this Avnei Miluim, this all from his childhood? And on top of all of this, his sermons, which so often were so eloquent, so beautiful. That was the Maila of Rabbi Kelemer, but on top of all of that is what the Kedushas Levi was speaking to. There are those tzaddikim who can give up and give riveting speeches. And those tzaddikim, you simply need to look at them. How they act. How they are as a role model. That was Rabbi Kelemer. Story after story after story is coming out now. Of all of his gemilas chasadim. You simply had to watch how he spoke to every individual. Benachas ruach. Sweetly. You simply had to watch, stand next to him once. Remember in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? There was one standing next to him while he was davening. And he heard a hum. He was singing different tunes in Shemona Esrei by himself. And you could imagine the Malachi Hashare standing around, listening to his music. You could see the Shari Shemayim opening up as the tefillahs went directly to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He never told me how to daven. But he taught me how to daven by example. Vayetze Yaakov Meber Shava. The Chamudei Daniel goes on, he says something also magnificent. We know Vayetze Yaakov Mebesheva Vayelech Harana. Perish Rashi Lo Hayetzor Chatov Ela Vayelech Yaakov Harana. Why do you have to say Vayetze? Lama Hiske Yitzioso Ela Magash Yitzioso Tzadik Men Hamakom Osa Roshim. When a tzaddik leaves, there's a roshim, there's an absence, there's a kol kore. The tzaddik of our town is no longer here. Shebizman shahat tzaddik be'ir ho Yehoda, hu ziva hu hadara. Yasa misham pana hoda pana ziva pana hadara. The beauty, the magnificence, the eloquence of a town was because that tzaddik is there. Radom was Radom because of Chafetz Chaim. West Hempstead is West Hempstead because it was the seat of Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer. The Hikshon Mefarshim Sharei B'Pasuk Shal Yeridas Avram Avinu Mitzrayim L'Gursham. What about Avram Avinu? When we talks about Yeridas Avram, why didn't Rashi say there with the Roshim that left the city? Oben is the Yasala Eris Plishtim, Lagur Begad, Lahuzga Lashem Zehamur to Yaakov, Bechem be Yitzchak and also be Yitzchak Avinu, Kishahalach Elav Avimelech, Rara Lo Nema Hadlishna, Tmoy to Yaakov. Why wasn't it mentioned by Avram? Why wasn't it mentioned by Yitzchak? L'moshi Yitzchak Sat Sadik Ben Hamokam Osa Roshem, L'medavka be Yaakov Nemer Kame, V'lo be Avram be Yitzchak. So the Avnei Shohom explains She'etzel Avram v'Yitzchak Hanachocha Shalahem Ha'isa Yiduim Mepursim L'Kol. Everyone knew about Avram Yitzchak. Their work was worldwide. That was their matara. Avram Avinu would go all over and to speak B'Shem Hashem. They all knew of him. The fish he nisu lahachnis acherim tachas kanfei yashrina. V'lochein ein tzorach lahadge shehashpa'osam nikeres hakol ir. In modern terminology, there were scholars and residents all over. They would come give shiurim. They were on the internet. They gave lectures. People heard the lectures and they sent it by email to everyone else. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about this rabbi? You got to listen to the shir. Oh, magnificent. Changes my life when I hear such a beautiful shir. Shahadava muva me'elav. Ach benogei Eliyakov avinu shehitmin etz atzmo beveis midrasho. Yaakov stayed home. We don't have stories of Yaakov Avinu going around to convert the world. He stayed in the Beis Medrash Shashem Ve'Eben B'Meshach Yud Dalet Shana. Hayamakam Loma She'en Rishuma Nika Behedya Bechutza. So you would think no one hears about him. Sherehi Harei Hulo Dorish Barabam Behetif La'Cherim. He wasn't on the internet. L'chein dafka kan bo hator l'landenu sha'afa pisha Yaakov avinu hispode b'lima Torah mikol mokom tziyosim na'ir os the Roshim. Nevertheless, everyone heard of him. So beautiful. Was this not Rabbi Kelemer? Once in a while I would see and hear that he was giving a shir somewhere else. But that's not who he was. I don't think he ever was a scholar resident in another city. His shiurim weren't recorded and sent worldwide. He was a Yaakov. All he did in Yom and Valayla was he did chesed for individuals. And only now are people getting up and telling, I must tell you a story about me and Rabbi Kellermer. I got to tell you what he did for me. Only now we're hearing story after story after story of how he touched every individual. That's who he was. He was the Yaakov Avinu. Everything was behind the scenes. This was the first Chanukah I can remember now, and since I've been in West Hempstead since 1992. Or 1991, I should say. When I didn't have the chus to watch Rabbi Kellermer light the Neros of Chanukah. And I always felt when he was lighting the Neros, it was the Shamash that was lighting the Ner. What I mean by that is that when you look, there's a shamash after the Neiros is standing above everyone else. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah. The shamash is there, not because of the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah. It's there to watch over everyone else. V'noshim reshus zeh lozeh, I remember clearly Rabbi Kellermer saying it so often. The job of Malachim ben Nosem Meshus Zeh Lozeh to allow others to be Oved Hashem. To find a way that others can shine. To find a way that each and every one of us can find our path, our derech, and Avodas Hashem Yisparach. He was our shamash. He was the shamash for all of the world. He simply stood to the side. That funeral, which I mentioned earlier, remembers the funeral of Rav Seth Hachazer. And we went to the airport. And I remember there was a moment, I think I was coming too close to the family. And Rabbi Kellermer grabbed my arm. And he grabbed my arm. It was almost painful. Said I should always remember the lesson. He pulled me back and whispered into my ears, your job now is to watch, to be above, allow them to work through their tsar. They just need to know that you're here to help them if they want to. For you to stand back at this moment. That's who Rabbi Kellermer was. V'noshtim reshus zeh lozeh. His task in life was to take the tzivu of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu and to he himself to act in a way, v'hasna einen ukal, to see greatness in every individual. To be an anav mikol adam, that's who Rabbi Kellermer was. Once met each other in Brooklyn, we davened in a shul, Rabbi Reisman shul. Whenever I davened there, there was a certain makom. It was the back, and then it was the back to the side. Almost like a little room by yourself, surrounded by svarim, away from everyone. I sat there. Who comes in afterwards, not even realizing that I'm there? Rabbi Kellermer sits next to me. All right, for me, this is in the back. I'm a nobody. Rabbi Kellermer, what are you doing here? I want to be alone. And besides, one of my balabatim is there. During davening. Of course, if someone realizes who Rabbi Kellermer is. And he comes over, Rabbi Kellermer, please come to the front. Rabbi Kellermer absolutely would not move. No, nope, I'm here. Once I sit in place in the shul, I don't leave because what does that say about everyone else who's surrounding me? Why should I leave them? I could stay on this for hours. I could tell you so many ways and so many stories how Rabbi Kelemer was there for being personally. Over the next few weeks, next months, years to come, there will be many, many more shiurim, there will be many more talks, there will be svarim written. Just to speak of the godliness of Rabbi Kelemer, not only his Torah, his personal godliness of the chesed, the Baal chesed that he was. This has been a very difficult year. We've lost so many in Klal Yisrael. Going through the names, it's hard to remember. Odin Steinsaltz, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, David Feinstein. For me personally, these last few months, for me to have lost Rabbi Lamb, Rabbi Lamb, whose words and actions was almost a fatherly figure for me. He was there for so much of my career. To have lost him was just... you felt the pangs, you felt the emptiness in life. But then last week, to lose Rabbi Kelemer, he was my Rebbe, my teacher, my mentor, my confidant, my advisor. Most importantly, he was my Chaver Ne'eman. I had the great schus for some years to learn with Chavrusa Rabbi Kelemer late at night. We would go through all the tshuvas that were asked of him that week. He had a little notepad. I remember he used to use this in grade school. He was still using it. And he'd just write down the questions that were asked of him. And then we would discuss it and go through them. How he approached every question. And he would send me questions after that. Constantly teaching me. And sometimes I give him an answer and he says it's based on such and such source, such and such source. And Rabbi Kelemer would write back, I'm not asking for the sources. I want to know how you would have approached it. I want to know if the lave and the shum that is inside of you, you have a feeling, you have a notion of how to approach the question from a fellow Jew. He would often tell me that Sam Sofer, he writes his last paragraph of the tshuva, and then would come up with proofs. What did that mean? The Sam Sofer had a certain idea. Torah enthused, was enthralled him, was part of him. It defined who he was. And that's how he knew where, which derech the Kadosh Baruch Hu would want you to go. Then you found rayas to say which one is correct. That was the greatest lesson, a moral lesson that Rabbi Kelemer wanted to teach me over and over. You have to think like a Ben Torah. You have to act like a Talmud Chacham. Even if you're not, it has to become part of you. Every ounce of you, every essence of you has to ask, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? You should have a netiyah within yourself of where, how to do a halicha, how to come to a certain decision. So let me end off with this idea. I go back to where I began. At this very moment, I feel that I'm drowning in the empty space between Vayechi and Shemos. The pain of missing my Rebbe, my friend. And especially in these times when you're unable to be in the Levaya. Difficult even to do a Shiva call with the pandemic. You feel so alone. You feel so without, Rabbi Kelmer. How do I go forth? And the answer is very simple. At least in theory. To remember who he was. To remember his teachings. To take his words of Torah. And to promise oneself to change, to become as best as you can. To emulate such an Ish Kodesh. Rabbi Kelmer, so often when he would introduce someone, he would think you were listening to your own Levaya. Your own Hesped. Who are you talking about? And one time, he introduced me to someone and we're walking together afterwards, and I said, Rabbi Kelmer, I think you're over the Yisuf Hanifa. I think you went overboard this time. He laughed. Then he said something to me that I'll never forget. Maybe I did go overboard. But if I describe you as that type of individual, maybe one day you'll become that individual. That's who he was. He was always there to help you up the ladder, to push you, to grow, to become a better person. I doubt I can ever emulate to become the level of chesed. Definitely not a lamdas. Impossible. But even to emulate to become like Rabbi Kelmer as a Baal Chesed. But he showed us the way. He showed us how to be a Baal Chesed. Our job is to emulate him as best as we can. Our job is to be able to tell our children and our grandchildren, I knew Rabbi Kelmer. His grandfather, I think from his wife's side of Ruchi, knew the Chafetz Chaim. I'm sure he had tremendous hashpah of who he was. And we will have our hashpah because we knew Rabbi Kelmer. Tia nishmasa tsruya b'toch hachayim.